Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Question: what drives your life? Off to work I go, says the message on a car bumper sticker. But is that really the drive shaft of your existence? What are the ingredients of a life worth living? Well, I'm not a philosopher, but when you live long enough and you analyze the mistakes of enough people, you naturally form some opinions. You see some who live into their 90s who are bright and cheerful. And you see others, a third their age, who are bitter and cynical and begin to wither and die. No, we don't always bury them, but their brains are short-circuited. They are the living dead who exist, but live for nothing. Theirs is the despair which Solomon talked about when he said, "I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive." The ingredients of a life worth living: 1. Someone to love. 2. Something to do that makes a difference. And 3. Something to hope for. Loving someone helps meet one of your deep emotional needs. Something to do gives you a sense of purpose, a reason for existing, a cause which goes far beyond spending 8 or 10 hours a day at a job. It means a basic need in our lives is met. And something to hope for gives you a connection with tomorrow, which helps you get up and get over the rough spots of today. Okay, you may be thinking, I agree with what you've said, but how do I get to where I need to go from where I am? Well, a starting point is to back off from the turmoil of the routine. Sometimes we're so close to things that some space helps us to begin to see things in perspective. Much of what consumes our time and energy will count for little, if anything, tomorrow. Life takes on the existence of a squirrel trapped in a cage who treads a cycle which consumes his energy but takes him nowhere. Missing in the lives of so many is a third dimension, the God dimension, which brings the desire to reach out and love, even loving those who are not very lovable, a reason for existing, and a purpose for doing something well. Then a link to God brings the confident assurance that there is more to life than just the moment. There is a tomorrow, and God becomes the hope of the future. The ship drifts when there is no anchor. The traveler without a compass wanders aimlessly, and the pilot who can't find the airport quickly finds himself in distress. That's where your link with God will make a powerful difference in your life. God so loved the world that he gave his Son, and as that Son touches your life, you discover a freedom to love, one that has been stifled or stunted by pain, by rejection, and by disappointment. Friend, there is one who loves you, who will never push you away. His name is Jesus. And when you learn how great is his love for you and respond to it, you will begin to learn to love again. Knowing that you are God's child, not an accident or a mistake, but a person made in his image, gives you an identity. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, says Paul in Colossians 3:17. David spoke of the hope of tomorrow as he confessed, "I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Then he gave some advice we need today. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait on the Lord. Again I say, wait.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.